girl Estelle. Whenever I'm in the UK, I listen to my boy Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Hey, Chris.
Yes?
You make me laugh.
Hello, I'm Verna Gale. I'm from Bolton. Come on, Team GB.
Hi, Chris. It's Chuck. You're driving, man. Wakey, wakey.
The Chris Moyles Show. National Radio 1.
Good morning.
We're in stereo.
Yeah, I know.
How about that?
You can hear us in both ears. Thanks to Thingy and Joel for the last few hours. Waking up the rabbits. They did a fine job, aren't they? I thought, by the way, I thought JK was a little off this morning.
Did you?
I think he needs to learn the word respect.
Mm-hmm.
Joel has. I think it's time that Baldy did as well. You know, it's fine turning up here, you know, being the Duncan Goodhue of Radio 1, but you've got to, as Westwood would say, you've got to bow down and kiss the ring.
Joel's becoming your favourite, isn't he, I think?
Well, you know, I'm attracted to talent. That's what it is. You know, and I can... To me, Joel is the talented one on that show. He's the one who leads it. You know, he seems to be the creative force. JK's kind of like a... No offence to him, but it's just like a local radio DJ, like a, you know, like a Mike Tulin character or something
right.
Like that. Like a Steve Penk, you know, one of those. Which there's nothing wrong with that, but I just think that's where really his future lies.
Right.
Whereas Joel, he's got everything that is needed to be a big Radio 1 star. You know, he's got the strange voice.
Mm-hmm.
He looks a mess. And he seems to have a drink problem.
Hmm.
And that kind of, you know, ticks all the boxes for me, as far as I'm concerned.
Take it to the top.
Yeah. But anyway, because, you know, because they've only got one more day on early, so I'm not going to take the mickey out of them this morning. Just JK, obviously, so... Joel's all right. JK's really sensitive about his bald patch.
Is he?
Yeah. Do you know when you look through the glass and you see the back of his head?
Mm.
Sometimes you can't tell whether it's him or Wogan. Anyway, 6:57. Good morning. All right, so there's lots of things to talk about this morning. I feel wide awake. I slept in again. This new car firm hate me. I'm like late in the car every day. But I don't care. See, if I get an extra bit of sleep, it makes the show better, which makes the nation happier. So everyone goes to work a bit happier, they do their job, and then a little bit extra. It's great for the economy. So because of that fact, I'm helping the government and the country, right? The miserable bloke waiting in the car outside can wait. That's the way I look at it. But Rachel Lannard went to see Madonna last night. Obviously, all the international games were played last night. Great, great result for England.
Good
Wales won as well, didn't
they? Yep.
Republic of Ireland drew.
Yeah.
And Northern Ireland drew.
Northern Ireland drew.
Scotland got beat.
Yeah.
But it's only a friendly, so it's fine. And, of course, the main subject this morning will be the fact that I'll be discussing all the way through the show. No, I wasn't on Men with Breasts last night on Channel 4. I can't stress that enough. I wasn't on that show, right? I'm on next week's show. Men with Breasts and Small. I'll talk about that later. We'll play JoJo and Foo Fighters coming up in a second. Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's 7:01.
A-levels are out and there are more top grades than ever.
And Bex is back in the good book.
BBC Radio 1. Newsbeat.
More people have got A grade. It's 7:04.
Nice. So, you didn't see the England game last night, Jules?
Saw nothing at all. Beach volleyball.
I thought they might have been shown in their bar somewhere.
You're joking, aren't you?
Really?
Greek TV, all you see is the Olympics.
Can I just say to remind everyone that Juliet is in Athens and that sound you can hear is the trams going by.
Very busy place to be.
I know it sounds like a fire alarm, but it's the tram.
Why do they have to make so much noise?
I think they're just a little bit squeaky as they're going over the old track.
Let's get some WD-40 and get out there in the middle of the night.
I know, quick squirt, sort it all out.
Yeah, I know, but as I say, back to the trams, you need to get yourself some WD-40. were you listening to the commentary on English station last night?
No. I was sort of just editing bits and pieces for this morning, and that's how I found out England
had
won.
Okay. So, I don't know if you're aware then, Dyer last night got massively booed.
Yeah, he's upset a few people up there, hasn't he?
Now, you know, and I don't... I ain't getting involved in the Newcastle United argument, but I did think it was a little bit harsh. Because they were booing the hell out of him last night.
But that's what it's all about. It's all about the Newcastle thing. It was a largely Geordie crowd at St James's.
No, but, you know, he was in an England shirt last night. It just, you know, and you imagine being a Ukraine fan, he'd be sitting there going, oh, hang on a second, they're booing the hell out of their players. What the hell are they going to do to us? I just thought it was a bit of a strange one.
Good performance, though, from what I can gather.
Well, from Dyer?
From England, generally.
Full stop.
Oh, England were great. It was just, I tell you what, it was really nice. It was just what Beckham needed. It was just what Owen needed. I thought loads of people had a good game last night. Sean Wright Phillips is absolute dynamite. Mm. Absolutely. How pleased must you be if you're a Man City fan?
Can you imagine what his dad would be like?
They showed a shot of him leaping off his chair.
It was great, actually. It was great to see Ian Wright go mad in the stands.
Do you know why? Because they showed a shot of him when he ran out on the pitch. And I watched the game at home on my own last night. So Sean Ryan Phillips goes out. You know, you find yourself doing stupid things when you watch football on your own. So I'm applauding the television, right? Like an idiot. Right? And then they showed a shot of Ian Wright. And he's on the phone or texting someone like that. And I thought, you know, I'd have stood up and given him a thing. And I thought I'd get, you know, I'm quite disappointed. I thought Ian Wright might have given him a bit more. So anyway, then he scores. And the guy almost had a heart attack. He jumped up so high, he landed down about four rows in front.
What about Smudger?
I thought he did very well. I thought Alan was great last night. I thought it was... And, by the way, did you see ex-Leeds United goalkeeper Paul Robinson didn't let one goal in last night?
Clean sheet.
That's right, absolutely. I thought David James was all right as well.
Yeah.
Apart from right at the beginning where he just bounced his chest, didn't it?
He spilt one, didn't he?
I missed a bit of that.
Mm. Okay, best player.
You what, sorry? What?
Best player overall.
What, of last night?
Mm-hmm.
Probably Beckham.
Mm.
Yeah, for consistency. Mm-hmm. There you go. And Alan Smith, because
he's your mate.
He knows my mum, yeah. So, you know, you've got to do it like that. Anyway, talk to you later.
Bye.
Now that Juliet is gone, I can say this, right? I don't want any mention of men with breasts last night on Channel 4. I wasn't on the show.
Okay,
right?
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So, I will talk about it later, but I don't want anybody going, were you on it? I thought, did I see you? I wasn't sure if it was you. I recognised the areolas, or whatever they're called. But, you know.
The what?
The areolas, they're like the outer ring on a bullseye.
You know,
around
okay,
your
nipple.
Yes.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, Jesus, you're married with a child.
Yeah, no, I've never seen
it. You should really know about the breast area.
That's right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I wasn't on that last night. Alan and Rachel went to see Madonna. And what did you do last night?
I watched the football.
Brilliant. Dave, you went to the pub. You were at home with your family.
Yes.
I was on my own.
We could have got together. We could have had some beers and watched the football together.
You didn't invite me, though, did you?
No, I didn't.
Cheers. The football season's back again. Chris still loves Leeds United. Got Michael Ricketts, Brian Dean, and boy is he excited. If they keep selling players, maybe Chris will have his day. He'll bring his boots to every game and may just get to play. But I won't play on the left, by the way. The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1. 7:08. Thursday morning from Radio 1. Good morning. All my life I've been searching for something. Something never comes, never leads to nothing. Ooh, it's too late now. I can't wait for you to be gone. That's JoJo. Leave, get out.
Is she the one that's only 13 or something?
Yeah, apparently. Rachel knows all about her. Apparently
yes, she is.
They play on the radio in America every 3.5 minutes.
Rachel's heard it because she's been to America.
That's right. She likes to keep it quiet, though.
I have withdrawal symptoms.
Seriously, you spend more time in LA than you do in Kidderminster.
I have done this year.
Anyway. So, yeah, last night... Oh, it's 7:16, by the way. Last night, Men with Breasts on Channel 4.
So did you watch this after the football? Did you Sky Plus it?
Yeah.
I missed that.
I've never wanted to feel fat so much in all my life. I just hope that these things on my chest are fat and not ladies' boobies. And they showed the operation, and foolishly, I thought, I can watch this because I'm quite intrigued to see what they do. What a mistake that was. What a mistake.
I don't watch things like that. I don't like medical things.
Couldn't finish my sandwich after that.
Was it like last week's?
I didn't really see last week's. Big fat woman with big droopy breasts. Do you know, ain't my type of show. But, it was...
What was last week? Women with boobs.
Mm. My breasts are too big.
Are they? Well, that's nice, Rachel, but we're trying to talk about the TV show from last night.
It's all you, isn't it?
For God's sake, put your ego and your big breasts away. Now don't you believe me? Or can't you see I'm full of... I love that. It's the thrills, whatever happened to Corey Haim. It's 20 past seven. So I'm desperate now to get rid of these boy boobs that I've got. I'm not massively worried, right? But as a bit of a porker myself, obviously I've got the old man breast going on. But this show on Channel 4 last night was about men who have the gland of the woman booby.
That's not what you've got, is it?
I'm hoping not. I'm hoping mine is just lager.
It's beer retention.
Yeah. If I had liposuction, I think you could get a good barrel of Foster's out of there. Mm.
Stick a little pump on each one.
Yeah.
Draft flow.
Hand pull, please.
Mm.
That kind of thing. But it was a strange old show. I didn't watch after watching the football. Seriously, what's wrong with me? I've got Sky Plus, right? I can watch porn from around the world. And what do I choose? Men with breasts.
I know. It's not right, is it?
It's not right at all.
Oh, dear.
But, anyway, so morning to you if you are a man with breasts. I hope you saw the show last night. So, no, I wasn't on the show. It made me laugh as though they go, you don't have to be fat to have breasts. And they show a load of fat blokes with breasts. Get on the Stairmaster for a start, that might help. But it is a serious condition, and we shouldn't make light of it. There's a fella who's like 50 double D. And he buys bras with his wife.
You're kidding.
No. Each to their own, do you know what I mean? But
oh, because he wanted to or because he had to?
Well, a bit of both.
Necessity, I would imagine.
Well, his wife didn't want him to get rid of them. And she was a looker. Anyway, sorry, I've kind of got off the subject a little bit, haven't I? All right, let's do Buzz Off. 81199 on the text. Yesterday, got a massive reaction, didn't we? Was it yesterday? So I want to see if I can do that again today.
What was yesterday? I forgot.
Yesterday was, Rachel. What?
Proclaimers.
Oh, yeah. 500 miles. This is, for those of you who are new to the show, this is where I bring a CD in from home. And it can be anything. Completely random, just a CD from my collection at home. So, today is another old track. If you're young and you don't remember it originally, like myself, just see if you enjoy it. Give it about a minute and see if you like it. And if you do know it, then chances are you're going to like it. So if you do, text Buzz On to 81199. If you don't like it, text Buzz Off to 81199. Everyone in the studio has a vote. When all the votes are in and everyone's buzzed it off, then the track will stop. Are you ready?
Yep.
Well, I'm looking forward to this morning. Here's this morning's Buzz Off. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes. Let's go. Come on. Give it time, Alan. Don't look at Rachel's sourpuss face.
She knows nothing about music.
See yourself.
Does she talk? Does she come complete? My whole warm angel always floating from my seat.
Oh, yeah.
She was pure like snowflakes. No one could ever stain. The memory of my angel could never cause pain. Years go by, I'm looking through a girl
magazine. The chorus is coming, Alan.
There's my whole angel on the pages.
down.
Yeah, you are, aren't you? Just let yourself go. Let yourself go. It's fine.
Are they Welsh?
No. Yes.
I understand. This ain't no never land.
Join in on the na-na-na-na-nas if you want.
Will that make it better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Rachel Buzz.
No.
Here we go, Alan. 1, 2, 3, 4.
5, 6, 7, 8. Brilliant. He doesn't even know the words to this. Oh, 75% buzz on. Get in.
I'll let buzz.
Hey, Buzz.
Jay Giles Band, Centrefold.
Good record.
Never heard that before?
No. Have you never been to a wedding disco?
No.
Apart from yours.
Did you have it?
Telling
we did, actually.
His wedding disco wasn't a normal wedding disco.
No.
The bride and groom normally don't dance to the first dance, Angry Anderson, suddenly. With two confetti cannons on the drum crescendo. That wasn't a normal wedding. And by the way, that was the only dance you did, wasn't it?
Yeah.
You pretty much then spent the rest of the time outside or at the bar.
Yeah.
Oh, love you, love. What a great day. See you in about 4 hours. Lads, drink. We love we. That's Christina Aguilera and Mucky. Oh, I'm Christina Aguilera and Dirty. Coming up, I'm going to play Twister and Sunshine and a brilliant track from you too in a second. BBC Radio 1. Let's get some news from Dominic though at 7:30.
And the main story today, the A-level results are out and for the 22nd year running, more people have passed and there are more top grades.
The West Indies looking, of course, to make it 7 wins in a row.
Just a couple of things, Juliet.
Yeah.
Number one, Jonathan Woodgate could be on his way to Real Madrid.
Yeah, that's according to some of your back pages.
How the hell do they know that? When have they seen him play? When's he been fit?
I know.
We like that Jonathan Woodgate. Yes, his girlfriend is very fit. Does he actually play?
He's a really good player, though.
I know he's a great player. He's a Leeds boy, really.
Ex-Leeds.
He's from Borough.
Well, yeah, there is that, but you know what I mean.
But I wouldn't have thought Real Madrid would want him, so...
He's a great player. It's just a shame that he's been kind of dogged with the injury, but he's a cracking player.
Maybe he's trying to instigate a move out of Newcastle.
And he was at a wedding that I went to, and one of the, there was a lady magician on, and she ripped him for wearing white shoes.
That's always a bad sign, hey?
Not the greatest story I've ever told. The second point was Sven-Göran Eriksson seems to have trouble remembering how many people he's put on the pitch for England.
How many did play? Was it 17?
It was 17.
It was very good. A very good performance. Good football, good goals. All 17 players we use performed very well. And I'm pleased.
Yeah.
Sven the Snake.
Yeah. Thank you, Sven.
And the weather, heavy rain in northern Scotland moving south, a mixture of sun and showers in most of the rest of the UK. One road travel. And attention all bridge fans. In East Yorkshire, Mighton Bridge is closed. That's at the A63 Garrison Road and Great Union Street Junction in Hull. One road travel. On Radio 1. It's exactly 7:36.
Oh, good morning. So, as far as the Olympics goes, we haven't won a gold yet, have we?
No, we could win one today, though. We're in a silver... Well, we'll get silver for sure.
Right, how?
Because we're playing in the mixed badminton final.
Oh, brilliant. My favourite.
That's what the Olympics is about.
Who are they playing, Jules?
I have no idea.
Great.
have yours started yet?
Oh, we've been going for ages.
Really?
Yeah, I'm telling you now, we could pick up 3 gold medals on Saturday.
In what?
Sailing.
Right. Lovely.
You will be interested, believe me.
No, I'm sure. Do you know, honestly, I like the idea of the Olympics, and I think it's a great contest, and it's brilliant and all that. I'm just not really particularly interested in watching it.
Have you not seen any of the beach volleyball yet?
I've seen nothing. I've seen nothing at all.
Well, you're not really getting in the spirit of it, then, are you?
I'm not getting in any of it, no, but I just, you know... How long does it last for?
It's going on for another week and a half.
Right, then I've got another week and a half, then. Well, is it like, do they have all the best stuff at the end?
Like Big Brother, it gets more exciting as it goes on.
The track and field kicks in soon, and that's probably when you will get interested.
Track and field.
Yeah.
It's like running and stuff and throwing things.
Yeah, I know, I played the game. Maybe that's what they should do. They should have, like, an arcade, sport, where you just play a different arcade game.
Not into archery, then, huh?
Britain has won a gold in Galaxian, or something like that.
Archery is just posh darts, isn't it?
Yeah, we got a bronze medal in that yesterday.
That's good.
And then, but when does the other sport start that you're covering?
Fencing, that's already started.
No, but what, are you doing sailing as well?
Yeah.
Right.
Sailing's my main thing.
No, that's drinking is your main thing.
I'll be drinking on Saturday if they win.
Shut up, you'll be drinking on Saturday if they lose. You'll be drinking on Saturday if they draw, if that's possible. I don't know.
The guys are promising
drinking,
a huge big party.
I am drinking vodka, drinking gin, all together now. Jules is drinking, come on. I'm joking, obviously.
No, that's cool.
You don't like gin, do you?
No, I can't stand it.
Vodka, fine.
Good morning, Britain. It's time to rise and shine. Make a cup of coffee or pour a glass of wine. Switch off your alarm clock. Your bed feels so warm. Turn on your radio. Pray it's not Johnny Vaughan.
Do you know what I'm going to play next just for you, Dominic? Because I know you like them.
No, I don't.
You too.
It's a beautiful...
I do like
you. Fart along to that.
I haven't.
You have. You've been guffing like a wrong'un today. Anyway, just for you, Dominic.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Like that, Twister and Sunshine and Lovely Day, whatever it is. At 7:46 last night then, Aled from the show and our producer Rachel went to see Madonna live in concert whilst Dave was in a pub watching the football, and I stayed in on my own on the couch and watched it with a few cups of tea.
Oh.
I treated myself though at half time at a penguin biscuit.
Did you?
I am outrageous.
I like them.
Did you
Thank
have just
you.
One?
What?
Did you have just one?
I'm not a pig.
God, I can't stop at one.
I can't eat just one.
No.
I have to
really?
Have about three.
What, penguin biscuits?
Mm-hmm.
No, just one.
Wow. I bite the top off and then eat the middle bit separately.
Are we still talking about the same thing?
Yeah.
Just checking. So anyway, they went to see Madonna. Rachel was excited. Aled was bursting at the seams.
And that continued throughout the whole thing.
Dying to Vogue. Seriously, I bet you had a heart attack when she started doing Vogue.
We did. screamed.
Who were you sitting next?
She started with that one, didn't she?
Yes. Did she?
Fantastic start.
And Aled and I were like, woo!
God. Oh my God, it must have been like standing going to see Madonna with Marco
well,
from
Will
Big
was
Brother.
Next to us as well.
Will didn't quite get into the
He
same
did by
mood.
The end.
Wow.
Did by the
Just
end.
See Will standing there smoking cigarettes. So, it's alright.
He had his arms crossed in front of me. I was like, come on, Will, dance.
So, were you sitting there, JK and Joel, because they were there as well?
We had better seats than them.
We did.
We had really good seats.
We were like 8 seats from Madonna, 8 rows.
Wow.
Right
eight,
in the front.
8 seats then becomes 8 rows.
Probably about 160.
No, eight
I know what you mean.
Yeah.
And so it was good then.
Fantastic.
So she was late on stage.
She was what? Sorry.
Late.
No. Yes.
Yes,
late.
She was.
Not
yeah.
late.
She kept us waiting.
It was fantastic. But
what was her
things.
Encore like?
She didn't do one.
Really?
Didn't she?
No. Oh yeah, because Aled left early.
Why did you leave early?
Well, because you know I got to get up before, and if you get caught in that rush,
and
you
took
could
the
be
taxi
there
that
hour.
I was meant to get with him and didn't tell me.
I did tell you.
Did you?
Didn't
check
tell
your
me.
Answer phone messages.
Good work,
After
Al.
My
nice
battery
one.
Had run out.
are you Miss Jones? Yes. Right, in the back, please. Come on,
Vogue.
Let's go. So who did you see? Was it star-studded?
It was.
Yes. We had Guess Who's.
All right, great. Guess Who's then, boys and girls. How many have you got?
Can I say very, very quickly, sorry, is that the thousands of people had noticed this Guess Who and was all standing up and, you know, first few people were like, oh, look at that, it's whoever, and then the others like, who is everyone looking at? And so all these people around us are all staring at these people. And two people in the middle of all this goes, it's Rachel and Aled. I was very proud of.
No, they never.
I said,
no,
you told me that.
It's JK and Joel.
They're behind us. Okay, well, Rachel told me that.
It's JK and Joel, they had worse seats than you.
Turn your text off so you can't cheat.
Okay, all right, oh, no way.
Have you cheated?
No, I've just turned it off.
Oh, why, is an answer coming already?
No, because I just... You said right. That loads of people have seen person.
Had. Okay, let's go.
There are two people, and they have a connection, right, so, okay. And they sat next to each other.
All right.
Richard and Judy.
No.
No.
Okay.
Oh. Start properly.
Right, okay. Are these...
They're two people with a connection. What's wrong with that answer?
I meant to start... Are they female?
Okay, I'll go on then.
Right. Shall I go?
You can.
Okay. Are they female?
Yes.
Are they from the world of music?
Yes.
Do they perform together, so to speak?
No.
Are they in separate bands?
No. Not bands.
Right. Are they two individual solo artists?
Yes.
Are they British?
No.
Hmm. No. And would I put these two people together normally, would I?
Well, I'd associate
I'd,
them.
I'd
together,
at least
yeah.
know that they are friends.
Yes.
Right. Was one of them a very, very big star?
Yes.
Yeah.
Was one of them Britney Spears?
No.
No, Alan would have just been way too excited.
I couldn't have kept that in.
Well,
whoa. You probably would have got thrown out if you'd done that by the security people. Is one a bigger star than the other?
Definitely.
Is one considerably older than the other?
No.
No.
Have we ever met any of these females before?
I think yes. You've met both of them.
Yes.
Really?
I have, actually.
Is one Mariah Carey?
No.
No.
Is one Pink?
No.
No. Shall I give you a clue?
Sorry. Yeah.
Think a different nationality.
I thought you said they were both American.
American?
No.
Did we not?
I did not say that.
Oh, okay.
Is one of them American?
No.
So they're not British and they're not American.
Are they German?
No.
Irish?
No.
Not Europe?
African?
No.
I know. Was it a tattoo?
No.
Okay.
They're not European and they're not American.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, think of another country.
Australian.
Yes.
Ah.
Was it Kylie and Danny Minogue?
Yes! And we had better seats than them, too.
Oh, you're obsessed with a better seating system.
Because I never get good seats.
You could have said they were sisters.
I said they got... That would have been giving it away.
They have a connection.
And you didn't ask us that.
Well, you know.
Danny was dancing a lot.
Was she?
And Kylie sort of nodded her head to the beat occasionally. Like
how
that.
Do they look?
Really good.
Very short. How did Danny look?
Chiselled.
Really short.
Chiselled, really?
What does chiselled mean?
Didn't.
But, yeah, I felt...
Is that a good or bad thing?
Rachel.
What, nip and tuck?
Oh, I wouldn't go that far, but the face looked a lot more chiselled than Kylie's.
To be honest, I couldn't see anything because Aled was practically on his chair looking.
I was not. I was cool. Leave it alone.
Cool.
did you say anything to them?
No, I did. Oh, no.
No, no.
They were miles behind
they
us.
They weren't miles behind us, about a couple of rows. But there were just thousands of people staring and taking photos and pointing, and I felt really embarrassed for them.
Highlight the Madonna gig? For you?
Vogue.
Really?
The start was brilliant.
Mm.
So good.
Did she start with a bit of vocal, did she?
She did something like the MTV
Strike a pose.
Performance.
There's nothing to it.
All that, yeah. Express Yourself.
Mm.
Material.
Did she do Gambler?
No.
No.
No, rubbish.
I've still got that on 7-inch.
Hanky Panky was
she did, didn't she?
Yeah,
that was a dreadful record.
And she also did a cover of Imagine, which was wrong.
I heard she did a cover version of Imagine, like a rock version of Imagine, with in the background on a big screen, load of pictures of sick kids.
Yes.
What was that about?
It's all about peace and everything.
With pictures of sick kids?
That was the only wobbly bit.
You want to see that when you go out to a gig? If you want to raise some money, love, put your hand in your millionaire bank account. Oh, is that, what were you saying earlier that you wouldn't tell me off the air?
She went on stage. It was absolutely brilliant, but she went, it's good to be home.
Oh, you're kidding me.
You're from Detroit, love.
Jesus. So now she thinks she's British.
She wore a T-shirt that said, Brits do it better.
Do you know, she's such a two-faced... I don't want you to think that. I do like Madonna. So I saw Madonna years ago. I saw her on the Who's That Girl tour. And Dave met her. Do you know that story?
I worked with her.
What do you mean?
Yeah, but I met her.
Today.
What?
I worked with her. I had to look after her in the lottery.
You didn't mean meet her.
I was her runner. I was looking after her.
You didn't meet her, though, did you?
I took her round. My only line to her that day was... This way, please, Madonna.
Yeah, there you go. That's a great conversation.
That's nothing.
Well,
I cleared away.
Dave had sex with her.
Did you?
Well, not quite, no.
When I say that, what I mean by that is he saw her.
Okay.
And I cleared away her avocado and served her some red wine. Yeah. Well, you never actually had sex.
Until the police broke into the house and arrested him. Please leave, Mr. Vitton. You don't live here. Okay. No, but she's always doing... Madonna does that thing where when she's in England, she goes, oh, my God, I love the English. They're just so great, and they're so much better than Americans, and the English people rule. And then she goes to America, and she goes, God, I'd love being in America. English people, they're all right and everything, but they're nowhere near as good as Americans.
Well, she does live here now.
She's living.
Doesn't make her British, though, does it? I don't think.
I'm saying I believe her when she says Brits are cool.
Yeah, Brits are cool, Brits are cool, Brits are cool. Let's re-release American Life.
Yeah, I see your point there.
Driving around in a Mini Cooper and feeling super duper.
Let's have a look at your passport.
By the way, just on the off chance that Madonna is up, and, you know, maybe she's down the gym or something, she's on the treadmill, she's listening to the show, please don't let my dissing of your concert put you off coming in live on the show.
Because we'd have you as a guest anytime.
Anytime, yeah.
You had me, you lost me, you wasted, you caused me, I don't want you here.
So out of 10 last night for Madonna? I'm gonna start this again.
9.
9?
9 for me.
Yeah, 9.5. It's brilliant.
Yeah, 9.5, all right. Well done, Madonna. With your British T-shirt. She loves me, Joss Stone. Don't you?
I love Chris.
Chris, not crisps.
I love Chris. Nobody got no business. All the time. I love Chris. Taking
it back. One more time, love. One more time. Taking back
my life. I love Chris.
Right, so it's A-level results day today. Hey, you're papping yourself, aren't you? Oh! You need those D's. We've got a little treat coming up later. For AS and A-level results. Fern and Kay, right? It's going to be at Bolton Sixth Form College this morning. This is the place where... Now, normally you'd send someone like Vernon Kay out to the place where he did his A-levels. We're sending him to the place where he used to clean the toilets. Rock on, right? Nice. He's going to have some students with him, and we'll talk to him after 8 o'clock this morning. After 8? Good.
8:30.
Yeah, and then we're doing the reveal after 9. You like that? You do the reveal after 9, Dave. So we'll talk to Vernon in the place where he used to clean the toilets. I'm Vernon Kay from Bolton! Mind my legs, don't trip over them. And he'll be doing A-level results. Nice.
That'll be great.
As well as that, we're going to launch something on the show later. If you are a student or you're about to start go to university, then you need to be listening later on. What time are we going to talk about that? 8:10?
Yeah.
Okay. 8:10, so it's only 10 minutes away. Stay listening. If you're a student and you're a fan of this show, you have to be listening at 8:10 because we've got something which you might want to do. Right?
Right.
It's back on BBC One.
I watched a bit of it on Saturday night. I thought it was good. Although I swear blind, Alan Hansen swore.
He said that on Monday, didn't
he? Yeah, but we didn't really get any text messages. But I'm sure he said a rude word. Alan Hansen, he's like a shock pundit.
Potty mouth.
Isn't he?
Absolutely brilliant. Amazing. Absolutely.
Right, coming on, we'll play Franz Ferdinand and Michael. We'll play the brilliant Up and Down record by Scent. Let's get some news and support from Dominic in front of me and Juliet in Athens. It's 8 o'clock.
A-levels are out and there are more top grades than ever.
And Bex is back in the good books.
UK. Radio 1 Newsbeat. It's now 8:04.
To the rest of the UK.
I know, it's not grammatically great, that.
It's rubbish grammar.
Who wrote that?
Most of the...
haircut man next door.
I think I did it when I was a bit tired.
Okay. It's nice to see that Juliet has surrounded herself with... I don't know what the term would be, but it sounds like a swarm of crickets.
Yeah, they're called men. No, only joking. I know, I do what it is. I think that could be mosquitoes or something.
Sound like crickets.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't sort of hang out with crickets.
They make that noise by rubbing their legs together.
Neither does Buddy Holly anymore. Oh, sorry.
Ask your parents, or even your grandparents, perhaps.
Come on, it was quick. You got to give it that.
Good, yeah. Good for that. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just all part of that summer feeling out here in Athens, which of course
warm.
You haven't got.
What's the weather like today?
Oh, it's really hot.
I've got to tell you, I've got to be honest, the weather is so crap in the UK at the moment. I don't know about the rest of the UK, but in London, it seems to be, it's like being in the Caribbean, because you can almost set your watch by it. 5 o'clock comes, massive, massive downpour of rain, and then it's got, 15, 20 minutes, and then it stops. It's like monsoon weather.
Mm.
Do you know we have no rain out here for about 3 weeks?
Yeah, anyway, as I was saying, so last night, I've got, the back doors open and everything. Hey! And it starts pouring it down, absolutely lashing it down last night, 20 minutes, and then stops. It's just shocking.
My back door's open last night
as
well.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get wet?
Hey?
Did you get wet?
I didn't get wet, but I had a nice draft through.
You've got to be very careful, though, when you've got your back doors open, right, that you don't, because you don't want too much water getting in, because you might end up flooding.
I've got steps up to my back doors.
Have you?
Mm.
What, for easier access?
Yep.
Yeah.
Everyone on our road had their back doors open last
really?
Night.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I also can't believe how childish you two have been.
What? I had my back door open.
I have back doors and they were open.
See, you're like two children. Dominic, you're a father and a trained journalist. And you're making back door gags.
I'm not, no gag, it was open.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And is one of the easiest ways to get to the back door is by going through that alleyway at the back, or as you may call it, the back passage?
No, just the kitchen. Just
right.
Easier there.
Is your kitchen leaking?
Yeah, it is. We're getting it done today. Hopefully they've arrived. Good morning to you, the roofers. Competitivequotesrus.com, whatever.
So you got the builders in today?
Yeah, they're in today.
Really?
Mm.
Nice. How long will it take, do you reckon?
They reckon a day.
Really?
Do they know that you work on the radio?
No.
Expect to pay, if they do, expect to pay another 50% more.
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Is that what happens with you? When you get the workmen in?
I've had some fantastic quotes off people that know what I do.
When you had the workmen in, filling your back doors,
yeah.
Did they know you worked on the radio?
I don't know, I haven't had new back doors yet, but they are coming. Soon. The doors. Replaced. Aluminium.
Ali G. Right, good. Thank you, Juliet.
Cheers, Chris.
There you go.
She just sounds really bewildered.
Yeah. She doesn't, what's the surprise, she doesn't want to join in the conversation. Bye.
Apparently they're cicadas, not crickets.
No, really? Did you hear that, Jules?
What?
They're cicadas.
Apparently it's John Cicadas, not Buddy Holly the
Cricket. Of a cicada.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
What's wrong with you?
Nothing. I'm just having... you know what? You're having a really bad day.
Yeah, I worked with Rachel.
Yeah, today's my bad day.
Right.
Have you got your back doors open, Jules?
No, I've got a few doors open, though.
Mm. What, like the front? Side?
At the moment?
Yeah.
You're right.
Right. But you're out on the balcony.
I know, so my patio doors are open and my
room
doors open.
You could swing a cat out there, couldn't you? Mm. You've got loads of room on that balcony.
Yeah, I've got loads of room to spread out, I guess.
Yeah, well, that's nice. Well, enjoy the heat.
I will. Stay out of the kitchen.
Don't get too sweaty. All right, bye-bye. So there you go. Right, so Vernon Kay is back up north at Bolton Sixth Form College, where he used to clean the toilets, I believe.
No, I think he was a student there.
No, he wasn't.
Was he not?
No, he used to clean there.
Was he really not a student?
Yeah, that's the truth. He used to clean there. That's not a joke. It's not me being stupid.
I thought they were sending him back to where he once learnt.
You'd have thought that might have been a fairly nice thing to do, but no, we sent him back to the place where he used to clean.
Oh.
He used to clean the crap up from other people. Nice. So we'll talk to him in a bit. And also, if you are a student, if you're about to start university and you like this show and you listen to it a lot, you've got to be listening in 2 records time, because we've got some very cool stuff coming up. Right?
Nice.
Lovely. 8:08.
Dominic reads the news, and Juliet reads the sport. They're both fully trained journalists, so we won't end up in court. Dom's a married man who's into soul and funk, and Juliet is only happy when she's very drunk.
Hey, Chris.
Yes?
You make me laugh.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio 1.
Hey, Chris.
Yes?
You make me laugh.
Up and down. That's right, they're the lyrics. Up and down.
She said, up and down.
They're lovely, nice. It's centred up and down. It's 8:15. Good morning. I'm Chris Moyles. It's Radio 1. Blah, blah, blah. Crappy weather. Crappy weather.
Woke up this morning. It was absolutely chucking it down. I went for a shower. And I didn't drown.
Alan now looking very confused.
I was just trying to prepare what I was going to say.
Okay, you keep on thinking
it's
then.
A big we'll come back to it. On that
Shall
one?
We just sort of fill till you're ready?
Yeah. Mm. That's all we're here for, is just to fill until you're ready to speak, Alan.
Really?
No. Oh. Yeah, so no, the weather just, it's rain at the moment, it's really peeing me off. And you can't really see it coming. It's like, you know, yesterday, it's like, where's all this rain then? It's quite a nice day. And all of a sudden, it just goes black outside, bang, thunder, rain comes down. And then like that, just stops.
Yeah. Then it's sunny again.
Man, I hate it. Could we not go back to Portugal? Do you know what I mean? Do the show there for a week.
I was looking at the photos yesterday.
Me, yeah.
That would be nice, wouldn't it, to go back? My tan's fading as well.
Mm. I've got my heart's bleeding for you. 7 million people going, oh, really feel sorry for you, Rachel. We'll all chip in and send you off on holiday again.
Will you? Thanks.
No, the
I could do with another one.
Just get your Saint-Tropez out.
Oh, I know, I think I might have to.
So what do you want to say, Alan? Are you ready?
I think I'm ready.
Right.
Mark Crosley.
I love Mark Crosley.
Right, he's a guy.
He used to play in Gulf and Forest.
Really? Mm. I don't think it's this one. He writes reviews of the show on the chrismoyles.net website, which is like an unofficial website. And occasionally I'll take a read, you know, see what they say. Normally
occasionally
it's not very nice
take
stuff,
a read.
You know,
you look
hour.
At it every day.
You loser.
I would say every day. Every other, maybe. Anyway.
What's he writing about me today?
It's not about me. And it's his 1 year anniversary of writing reviews, and he's very proud of the fact that he's listened to every show for a year.
Good man.
So congratulations.
Well done, Mark.
Not even Will Kinder's listened to every show we've done.
So happy anniversary.
I've read his reviews.
Have you?
Yeah.
He's good.
Well, we mentioned him the other week.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Congratulations. He makes the show sound good, apart from when he's in a grumpy mood and he goes, wasn't a very good show today, apart from... miserable git. You know what I mean? Flog my guts out every day. Let's say you have a go. I'll write the review of your national radio show, Sunshine.
No pressure or anything.
Huh?
No
pressure. Just remember what you had 12 months ago, Mark. That's all I'm saying. Do you know what I mean? You should be grateful. You should be 5 out of 5 every day. Sort it out, son. I must admit, he does have a point.
I could believe it today when I was reviewing and they mentioned me.
Thank you, Alan. You're really sweet.
Mm.
Brackets. Kind of. Close brackets.
I better go now.
Right, so I'm going to play a record and then I need to talk to students. If you're a student, maybe you're just finishing college, you're going to uni. We need to talk to you in a second. If you listen to the show all the time and you're going to go off to university, you have to be listening in 4 minutes because we've got something you may be interested in. It's 8:18.
You can't manufacture a miracle. The silence was pitiful.
Hey, it's a year ago from the Nebworth gigs now. How quick has that gone
by? Scary, that. Mm.
Robbie Williams is Something Beautiful. It's 8:22.
This is Secret Student.
I like the title already. So today, ASNA level results are out. Vernon Kay is at Bolton Sixth Form College, where he used to clean. Didn't study, just cleaned. It was his job, he wasn't like a freak or anything. And we'll be talking to him later with some students as they find out the results. So we're going to launch our campaign to find a student in our feature, Secret Student. And we're going to follow them throughout their university or college life. If you're going to get your results over the next few days, you'll know if you're going to go to uni or college, and we want to hear from you. Because here's the idea. We want a student to be associated with our show. So we will have someone, could be you, and you will be the official student to the Chris Moyles Show. However, we won't ever tell anybody who you are. And we'll never reveal exactly whereabouts in the country you are. Basically, we get an insight into real student life. And in return, Well, you won't be able to tell anybody that it's you.
Not your mates, not your mum, nobody.
No, you have to deny it. So we'll never say your name, we'll never say exactly which part of the UK you're studying. If your mates suss it and go, that's you, isn't it? Just go, don't be ridiculous.
Hence the title, Secret Student.
So the idea is we will follow you throughout the year, and hopefully few years, of your student life. And ever so often we'll help you out with things like, you know...
Maths, homework and stuff.
Well, I was thinking more of pizza vouchers kind of thing, you know. You know, we might bring you down to London to see a gig. Or up to London, depends where you are. And if you're, kind of a young blonde... with aspirations of being a scientist or a glamour model, then, you know, you can come out drinking with us. So if you're going to uni or college this year, you have to register 08700 100 100. It's the normal Radio 1 number, but you need to press option 3. So you can ring at any time. So if you're listening now with a load of potential uni mates, just phone later when they're not around, okay? Because lines are going to be open 24 hours a day. Operators are not standing by, it's a tape machine. 08700 100 100 and then hit option number 3. You need to leave a message, give us your name and your contact number. Do leave your name on it, because obviously we need to know you are. And tell us why you think you should be our secret student. All right? So what we'll do, we'll play some out on the air, and then we'll choose our final winner as term starts at the end of September.
We'll whittle out the weirdos first, won't we?
My name is Derek and I think you are all brilliant.
You're not winning.
Delete.
08700 100 100, but you've got to press option 3. Don't come through to the studio, because Alad will automatically say, well, you're not chosen because you're thick. So option 3 rather than option 1. 08700 100 100, option 3. And in about a month's time, you could be our very own secret student. Nice.
Good, this.
I really want a girl.
Do you?
Yeah, I normally do it this time in the morning, though, to be fair. Do you know what I mean?
I thought a bloke would be better.
Yeah,
do you?
You and I differ on that, don't we?
I think a girl will give us a better insight into student life.
Anyway, get calling now.
If you want to be our secret student, you need to register. Call 08700 100 100, then press option 3. Leave us a message telling us why you think you'd be a great secret student, and if we like you, we'll call you back. That number again, 08700 100 100, then press option 3.
Festival either this weekend.
Yes.
Do you know, are you going, Rach? I'm watching Channel 4 last night and they had an advert. Vernon is doing Channel 4 and E4. It's Vernon, Cat Daly and that funny lad off Pop World.
Oh, Simon.
Yeah, I like him.
Lad.
I like him. And it's really done. Why are we not going to the V Festival this weekend? Host of the Radio and Breakfast Show, right? We all are. I consider you all hosts.
Well,
I get the paycheck. And we all should be going. And it's a great lineup.
Looking at me.
It's a great lineup because you should have sorted it. You sorted tickets for yourself.
Me.
You greedy, selfish
cow. My friends
sorted
me tickets.
Well, you know, it's the V Festival. It's Virgin, isn't
it? Do you want to go?
Or is it just V? I don't know. Which Virgin gets tickets?
Don't know.
Well, I don't know who.
Yeah, I want to go. It's a great lineup. Snow Patrol are playing. Keener playing. It's brilliant. Vernon Kay will be there. Great. I'm off for going. I might only be able to go on Sunday though.
I see, I'm going Saturday.
I can't go, actually.
Really?
We've got a barbecue.
It's our wedding anniversary.
Is it?
Mm.
Take her to the V Festival, she'll love it. You like Keane, don't you? Well, Dave, I think they're good, we're going. Come on, love, get in the car.
I've got to do, like, romantic stuff, which is a pain, because I had tickets for the Palace Away game on Saturday.
Dave.
There must be some record company big shots listening who have got an act on at V that they'd like me to go and see.
I'm sure we can sort it out.
I'm sure, you know... The Keane's record company or Snow Patrol's record company are there going, well, not a problem, Chris, we'll sort you out with backstage passes and access all areas passes and a car. That's not a problem.
I'll get on the phone for you.
No, they'll come to us.
Transport on and off site.
We're not asking, that looks greedy, but if they offer, well, it'd be rude to say no, wouldn't it? So you've got to think ahead, Rachel.
Outside the box, Rachel.
That's right. Who else is playing?
Oh, loads of people.
Loads
wow.
of great bands.
You're really looking Faithless. Forward to it. Faithless, I love that. Hey, I'm a friend of Maxi Jazz.
Hey, they went to my birthday party. There throw that go. In. They're big mates of mine.
Yeah, I'd taken a photo of Sister Bliss's backside.
Your mate Pink's playing.
Pink, I love her. Get it sorted, record company. Pink loves me. You know, we've got loads in common. We both work out. That kind of thing. I'll get on with the news, shall I? BBC Radio 1. Anyway, the bottom line of that is I want to go to the V Festival this weekend. Thanks. I might just go Sunday because we might be doing barbecue on Saturday at Dominic's house because he's going to invite us in a minute.
That's right.
Yeah, all right. Coming up then, Bird and K's in Bolton. Vernon's in Bolton at Sixth Form College in Bolton. He's going to have some students with him who are opening their results live on the air. We do it every year and it's really good fun, he says, ticking that box. So we'll talk to him in a bit. And we'll do more of our secret student, and we'll play Moose Tea and Divine Inspiration coming up. Let's get some news from Dom at 8:32.
And that's our main story this morning. The A-level results are out, and for the 22nd year running, more people have passed, and there are more top grades. Radio 1. It's now exactly 8:37.
See, I'm looking at the lineup for the V Festival, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's what I'm thinking. There are bands on here that we like. There are bands on here that we've kind of got a connection with, i.e. we've said we like them. And there are people on the lineup that we've met or that we know. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Jules, you listening?
Yeah, Dido's playing, isn't she?
Dido is playing. I've only Ruddy met her. Did you see that? Yeah, you know, I haven't been invited. She hasn't called me and said, "Would you like to come and see me perform at the V Festival?" None of that. I tell you who else is there. The Thrills. I've met one of them. And I said, I listened to their album, Driving Through Santa Cruz.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. That's very I really cool. did. Yeah. And he said, "Did you?" And I went, "Yeah." And he goes, "Oh, that's very cool." Right. Snow Patrol. Right. Colin Murray knows them. We know Colin Murray. Mm. I have the album.
Ergo, your friends.
They haven't invited me, right? Kasheen, you know the woman from the band?
Yeah.
I've met her.
What's her name again?
Her.
Kasheen.
Yeah. It's not Kasheen.
It's Kasheen. Her. Muse. I've never met Muse, but I really like them.
Matt Bellamy, frontman of Muse.
That's right, Craig Bellamy's brother.
That's right.
David right? Bellamy's son.
Right, the list gets better. The Human League. They're from Sheffield. I'm from Leeds. It's round the corner, for God's sake. Right? Elbow. They were in America with us.
We know them.
We and know them.
You've got an elbow. You've got two elbows.
Damn right.
Yeah.
Damn right.
I can't believe this has been overlooked.
Star Sailor. I know the lead singer. He's a personal friend of mine. Sorry, Jules. I'm talking at the same time you are there. I love you, right?
Sorry, did I say something there?
Yeah, you're whispering to someone.
All right. Okay,
talking to the crickets
right?
again.
I'll switch her off. So right, Star Sailor, it's a lot easier. I know the lead singer. Know him very well. I was with him on his honeymoon. I won't go into it on the air. It's personal between me and his missus. Literally.
To be fair, it was a coincidence, wasn't it? He didn't invite you.
Christian Leontu loves this show.
And he's Greek.
Yep. Tim Booth. He's a Leeds fan. Mm. I'm a Leeds fan.
And he's a friend of ours.
And my brother's doing his PR. So it's amazing. Lottie. She's on Radio 1. I'm on Radio 1. I want to sleep with her because she's fit. Has she invited me to the festival? No. Let's keep going through the list. Divine Comedy. Neil Hannon. We saved that failure man's career. Do you remember?
Nobody
was playing Fear of the Pollen Count. We did.
We played Jenga at his house after a gig.
That's right. And we promised that we'd never tell everyone on the air that he owned a PJ and Duncan album.
But he does.
Athlete. We've had them in the live lounge.
Top
have
lad.
They invited us to the V Festival? No, they haven't.
And you've had Athlete's Foot as well, Dave.
Pink, right? She loves me, right? I'm really nice to her. We get on like a house on fire. Not literally, that would be fire engines. So has she invited me? No, she hasn't. Faithless, you invited them to your birthday
and
party.
They turned up.
They haven't invited you to the V Festival. What's going on?
They ate my vol-au-vents.
Jamie Cullum loves you. He loves you. As Jamie Cullum said one day...
Are you Comedy Dave?
Yes.
Ah. See, he went, ah. That was the reaction. Are you Comedy Dave? Ah.
Are you Comedy Dave?
Yes.
Ah.
See, he hasn't invited us.
Yes.
Badly drawn boy. The last time he came on the show said, I've got to say, Chris, your show's got a lot better. You're actually quite good now. And meant it.
And he drew us a horse.
He did.
And signed it.
A picture of a horse, and we put it on Moyles Bay.
It's like your best friends are playing
isn't
the
it?
Festival.
Badly drawn boy, Jamie Cullum, who loves Dave.
Are you Comedy Dave?
Yes.
Ah.
Dido, Faithless, Athlete, Pink, Divine Comedy, Star Sailor, Elbow, Human League, Lottie, Tim Booth, Christian Leontu.
It's weird. I
the man out of the Thrills that I met.
I hadn't realised how hugely influential we are.
And not one of these bands has invited us to the festival this weekend. How out of order is that?
Rubbish.
Unless they did, and Rachel's just gone, they can't go, but I'll have day passes.
I'll take all my mates.
Dave's going to the Crystal Palace game or something, I don't know, but something to do with football.
He's not.
You know that's not true.
No, I know.
But you'd rather be spending time with your wife on your anniversary, wouldn't
you? Yeah.
Dave.
So anyway, I await a phone call from record company, thank you. 8:41.
The Chris Moyle Show, National Radio.
Moose T, Is It Cause I'm Cool, follows Divine Inspiration the way Put Your Hand in My Hand at Radio 1. Go! Bring out the strings! Good in the car, doesn't it? When you're late for work. Again. It's 12 minutes to 9. I know, you're going to be late. That's Moose T, Is It Cause I'm Cool? And now let's start to Vernon K and Moulton!
Oh, hiya, Christopher.
Hiya, Vernon. Oh, good, nice of you to join us.
I do apologise. Can I just say, courtesy of BBC Transport, I'm an hour late.
And courtesy of your voice, you're obviously out with Lolly Lager last night.
Well, you know, her and a few friends. Right. Ginny Vodka.
Hey, oh, lovely. Ginny Gin.
Yes. It's all Anna's fault, though. You know, the whipcracker.
Yeah.
She said, oh, we've got to go out and see the sights of northwest of this great nation.
Mm. Yeah, because you've never been to Bolton before, have you?
Never in my life.
Right, yeah. So, but I love the fact you call her the whipcracker. You know she's known around the rest of Radio 1 as the nutcracker.
Really?
Yeah, look at her thighs.
I've yet to experience that, thank goodness.
No worries. So where did you go last night? Where did you go out? In Bolton!
We started off in Bolton, went to a bar, watched the football.
Good lad.
We played all right, I think.
I thought they were
and
good.
And we ended up in Manchester.
Nice. Oh, did you?
Went to, where did we go, Anna?
Press Club.
Went to a place called The Living Room, watched my friends Con and Kev play the keyboard and the piano.
Nice.
Bit strange. And then we ended up in some kind of R&B rave joint.
Well, I so wish I'd have been with you.
Hey, it needed you.
He was at home watching Men with Boobs.
No, I watched the England game.
What?
And then I watched Men with Boobs.
Crikey.
I'll end you the video.
What were you doing, looking in the mirror?
Hey! Watch it, you lanky get. Right.
Yeah, whatever.
So, you're at Bolton Sixth Form College. Now, I'm right in saying you never studied here, but you used to clean there.
Yes, that's right. When I left uni, couldn't get a job, and I worked for Bolton Council. And one of the jobs that I did for Bolton Council was I actually polished the hall in this sixth form.
Wow. And how does the hall look these days? Now that you're not polishing the hall anymore, how does it look?
It looks better.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, right then.
It's not got my footprints on it anymore.
Right, okay. The big lanky footprints.
But the pillow's still there from the caretaker's room where I was having 40 winks.
Did you sleep in the caretaker's room?
Yeah.
How nice.
Fucked on.
Who'd have thought? See, it's not all been showbiz, showbiz, showbiz for Vernon. Granted, it is now.
I thought it was all a joke, Vernon. I thought you studied there.
No. I didn't study here.
See?
I went to a sixth form in Wigan.
Wigan.
We had lots of pies and rugby league.
What did he study?
I did A-level geography and French.
Did you? And what were your results?
What were my results?
Yeah.
I got a D in one of them and I got a smile in the other.
Congratulations, well done.
Thank you.
But you're going to be very proud of that.
I did A-level geography. Yeah.
Did
I
you?
Think, yeah. I got a D. I got a D.
No, nice. Yes, well done.
I never went to university. I did that radical thing of going out and getting a job. So, you know.
YTS?
No, a Radio Top Shop. So RTS, actually. Smart ass.
Nearly.
So what's the idea then? Have you found some students arriving?
Well, we found a couple of students.
Right.
And we're going to kind of watch them open their A-level results.
Nice.
And they're both extremely nervous, quaking in their boots at
Lovely.
The moment. We've got the local press here, the Ben, the Bolton Evening News. They've come down to say hello. Been on the cover more than twice. And they're going to take a few pictures.
Yeah, but the first time round was for stealing, wasn't it? Have you seen this?
Bolton Crown Court.
Have you seen this lanky man?
Yeah, shoplifting.
Yeah, spotted.
It's him and Peter Kay nicking apples.
Fatty and thinny.
He's not that thin. All right, so we'll talk to you after 9 o'clock, all right? And are you, now, so you, we've got their results already, but they're not allowed to see where they are yet.
No.
Excellent.
No, don't tell them.
Well, okay, I don't.
They're absolutely papping it.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah. How are you anyway, Chris?
I'm all right, son. I'm not too bad. I'm all right.
Good.
I haven't seen you for ages.
Are you all right?
Yeah, hey, I'm all right, sir.
Do you know, the other morning, you were probably in bed, the other morning, Alad, we've worked out Alad can do a cracking impression of you.
Really?
Yeah. And Juliet...
Was that the other...
Yeah, the other morning, was it yesterday?
Yesterday, wasn't it?
Yeah, yesterday morning. And Juliet, out in Athens and Greece, did an impression of you and shouted it from the balcony of her hotel all across Athens.
Have you got it on a stab?
I've got it here. Here we go.
Hello, can you play it? Go and play it. Again, I'm from Bolton. Come on, Team GB.
There you go.
Is that a girl?
That's, yeah. That's Juliet. She's all woman, like Lisa Stansfield once sang.
Hello, I'm from GB.
Hello, I'm Vern again. I'm from Bolton. Come on, Team GB.
She'll be delighted that you're kind of questioning her femininity.
I think she sounds great.
Seriously, she'll put the boxing gloves on and come round and knock the crap out of you. Anyway, right, so after 9 o'clock, we'll check in with you back at Bolton Sixth Form College. Am I calling it the right thing? Is that the right thing to call it?
Yeah, no, that's what it's called.
Right, okay, yeah. That's all right. Bolton Sixth
Form. Hang on a minute. Wait there.
Yeah?
Wait there.
Right.
Hang on.
His beer arrived.
See, there's a lot of people around. They're all very, very nervous. Just
what
met
do you
the headmaster parking.
What do you mean, see? I can't see. You're on the radio, you pillock.
Can you hear that drilling?
Yeah.
Good.
Is it roadworks?
Hang on, Vernon. Vernon, you just went, hang on a second, here we go. You've run off a little
no,
bit.
No, there's loads of activity.
And then you've gone, see? Nothing's changed.
All we can hear is a drill that we could hear before that's now slightly lighter.
It sounds slightly quieter, I think, than where you were before. Vernon, are you actually there?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No, trust me, I am.
Set the fire alarm off or something. Let it prove it.
Wait, hang on. Right, that's Mr. Davidson's room.
Hey!
It wasn't me!
Congratulations, you've won today's star prize!
What is it?
It's
a night in jail in Bolton, setting off the fire alarm.
Right, what, again?
We'll check in with you after 9 o'clock with the two students who were in themselves, as you put it. Bye, Vernon!
Toodaloo!
On Radio 1, every Monday to Thursday, from 7 p.m.
It's 5 to 9. So Vernon Kay setting off fire alarms and giving out A-level results in Bolton Sixth Form College after 9 o'clock. But next, we'll do Dave's Tedious Link.
Laura, can't you give me some time? I got to give myself one more chance to be the man that I know I am. I never thought you'd
cared. Sisters and Laura from Radio 1.
Nice mix.
Vernon Kay's a rude man, isn't he?
Isn't he, Josh?
Yeah, so...
Is that the girl?
Right, Dave, Genius Link, how do you get to today's Genius Link for yesterday's Genius Link? Bartender and the Thief for Stereophonics.
Bartender and the Thief was taken from the album Performance and Cocktails. Performance and cocktails are two words that could be applied to the use of anabolic steroids. If you put an A in front of steroids, you get asteroids, which can be lethal, rather, if you're unlucky enough to suffer a direct hit. Mm. Hits of a different type have been suffered by the general public over the years thanks to Pete Waterman. Pete Waterman liked steam trains. Steam trains were the only form of rail travel prior to the invention of diesel and electric powered locomotives. Locomotives move through the power of locomotion. The locomotion was a hit for Kylie Minogue. Kylie Minogue is a beautiful creature who is great and small. All Creatures Great and Small is a program all about vets. Vets tend to do a lot of work on farms. Farms tend to grow crops such as wheat and corn. Corn is a primary ingredient in corn flakes. And when you think of corn flakes in the context of great records from the mid-90s by a solo female piano-based performer, you think of Cornflake Girl by Tori Amos, which links us to Tori Amos,
Professional Widow,
Cornflake Girl.
Cornflake, you are going to play that, okay.
Mm.
I need the pips somewhere, Rach. I need to drop an ISDN or do them myself.
Just
do them myself.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Whistle or just say pip
pip.
Right. Okay.
Noticed?
No.
No, I don't.
Spot on.
There's been two ICD headlines.
I know what you mean.
On the
technical
two,
nightmare.
On the two outside source routes. Yeah. The only way I could have done it is to line up. Yeah. It's a different outside source.
Tori Amos and Coldplay Girl.
Seamless?
Yes.
Sure?
I think so, yes.
Any problems? Anybody upset by anything that you said?
There's a bit about wheat and corn.
Go on.
Well, people saying that they're the same thing.
Right, what did you say about Pete Waterman?
Pete Waterman likes steam trains.
Mm.
He does, fact.
All right.
He owns one. In fact, I think he owns his own little steam railway.
Yeah, no, he owns like a
little stretch of railway.
Yeah, but he owns his own station, not station, but, you know, with the points thing, them little stations.
Signal box.
Yeah, type thing.
Mm. He likes steam trains. Fact.
He does, yeah.
Dave wins.
Good, thanks. Right, so Vernon Kay will be back on in a bit.
Hello, I'm Vernon Kay and I'm from Bolton. Come on, Team GB.
Is that a girl?
Yes, it is a girl.
And a girl?
He sounds rough as hell,
doesn't he?
He sounds so rough. Well, he won't be listening now, so we can say whatever we want about him.
Vernon Kay from Bolton. That sounds really rough. Look at my long legs, this tune's up.
And he's going to be doing the V-Festival. Maybe he can blag me some tickets. Hey, no phone call yet. I said on the air to all the people, no phone. Jamie Cullum didn't ring me. Hasn't rung. Badly Drawn Boy Damon hasn't rung. You know, Neil Hannon, Divine Comedy, hasn't
Not rung.
Man from the Thrills that I met, but I don't know which one it was, hasn't rung.
Does that have to be a show?
Why is my headphones feeding
up
so much? Whoa! Ouch! Ouch!
Don't do that.
Chris!
It's a phone, it might be Branson.
It's half time on the show, it's a bit weird.
Whoa, before you do that, I'd just like to say I'm going to try and take a deeper breath today because the last couple of days I've been falling short.
Yeah, you haven't been making it all the way, have
I
you?
I think my lung capacity is reduced.
Okay, you're right. You ready? It's half time on the show, it's a bit where Dave says,
let's get ready to ramble!
You know, I was trying to do eight things at once.
While you're doing that, I can tell you that you have had a call from one of your DJ friends.
Who?
Who has offered,
tickets. Oh, Sexy Lottie.
Sexy Lottie.
No!
Yes. Ooh, hot Lottie.
Seriously, if I was 5 stone thinner.
Mm. Mm.
Well, she's invited you along.
Has she?
Yeah.
Man alive. Well, that's just watch her set.
I think that would be a pleasure, surely.
What?
Watching her set.
I'd rather watch her undress. But, no, did she really? Did she invite
me? Yeah. Yeah, phone call here from DJ Lottie, and I've even got the name and number for you to call to get tickets. No, for me to call for you to get tickets.
Yeah, obviously. I don't do it myself. I'm a star. Right, we're going to have to do it again, Dave.
What, the whole thing?
Yeah, it's half time on the show. It's a bit where Dave says,
let's get ready to ramble!
This wall, this town, this complete. My home angel has exploded from my seat. She was pure like snowflakes, no one could ever stain. The memory of my angel never caused me pain. Years go by, I'm looking through girly magazines. There's my homeroom angel on the pages in between. My blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. My angel is the centerfold.
cathedral is a circle, my blood runs cold, my memory has just been sold. My angel is a circle.
Kind of got there in the end, didn't we? Someone's already texted in saying a fine ramble.
Thank you. No, I was a lot happier with both of those than the previous day's performance, which, as I say, I thought was slightly under par.
You've been running out of breath. Alan's face is a picture, because when he thinks you're going to run out, he goes...
He breathes for me.
Your lip
respect.
Was quivering today.
Was it?
Yeah, there's a new added feature, your quivering lip, which is quite entertaining to watch.
And that's nice.
Maybe for only you. Mm.
Well, I'm the only one who can see it, so yeah. But it's a shame... People are missing out by not seeing the quivering lip.
I really don't agree.
Oh, really?
Right, so Vernon is in Bolton. They have these two students getting their results, opening them live on the air in a bit. It's like a yearly tradition at radio. In fact, we do it annually. And I never went to uni or college.
I did.
I got a job. What did you get?
Well, the thing was, I wanted to go to a proper university, and I didn't get the grades to go to a proper one. So I went to a college, which was affiliated to a university. And I got fairly rubbish. I got CCD, I think, in my A-levels. And I went and did media studies.
Now, what the cows get?
CCD.
Isn't that like...
That's CJD.
No, CJD.
Okay.
And I did media studies and business management. North Cheshire College.
Does that help you with Dave Vitti management, your management company?
Yeah, although the thing was, when you do media and business, you also have to do some other kind of little, you know, extra subjects like culture study. And in the first year, I failed my media and my business part, which are the two crucial parts in this main course.
Nice.
I had to go back for summer school.
Congratulations.
In August.
You must be very proud.
It's summer school all the time.
I know.
Rachel, what did you get in your studies?
I got a B and two Cs.
A B and two Cs.
A B in history, a C in English, and a C in home economics.
English what?
It was both language and literature.
Right, okay. Alan, what did you get?
I didn't do A-levels. I went to work at the BBC. I kind of did what you did.
Did you not go to uni?
No.
I didn't know that. I thought you would have done.
No, I did, like, all the work experience stuff. Right. I went for that route.
Okay. And look at you now.
I know.
So, what are you trying to tell us that between us, there isn't an A between us?
No. I've got two A's at GCSE level.
I didn't get any anywhere.
Dominic, did you get A's in your A-levels?
Bet he did.
Did he?
Actually, I bet he did.
No, he didn't.
No.
Did you get a B? No. Oh, my God. What a thicko. Seriously, what did you get, Duns?
I screwed my A-levels up. I got a D and two E's.
Oh!
Nice.
I did, French, English and politics.
Am I the most intelligent one out of the lot of us, then?
Academically, nope. Maybe.
That's a trained journalist, and he got a D and two E's.
I did better than that.
The future's bright.
All right,
kids.
Steady.
I went to college for. I went to university for 2 weeks.
Look at that. Left. No A's, no B's, no hair. Your life is just a mess. Oh man, seriously. Yeah, I got a job. So, you know, but look where I am today. See, actually, we're a great example about how important exam results are. Look at the state of us. All sitting with a great job, right? Not, you know, not a A between us.
Mine weren't that bad.
Hey?
What were yours? Two C's is fine.
You got a B in what?
And two C's.
Yeah, but no, you got a B in what?
Oh, in history.
In history.
I got a U in my mock.
Okay, let's test her on history.
Oh, no.
Okay. Where was the Magna Carta signed?
I didn't do that kind of history.
Answer, Runnymede.
No, David's at the bottom.
Oh, right.
Jimbo in Bullseye in 1986.
How many wives did Henry VIII have?
Six.
Stupid.
Eight.
He had eight. Do you not know the song?
Why do you think they called it Henry VIII?
Yeah, because he had eight wives.
He was the eighth Henry, stupid.
No, you... But, do you not know the song?
You lot know nothing.
And everyone was an Henry. Henry! Like that.
I'm Henry VIII. I am. Henry VIII. I am. I am. I got married to the woman next door.
She'd been married seven times before.
And everyone was an Henry.
Sound like Jim.
Henry!
What?
Sound like Jim from EastEnders.
Hey, bro. Oh, I love it, don't I?
Hello, Henry.
Oh, I don't fail. Oh, I love it, yeah. Oh dear.
See, this is why people should listen to us when they're getting their exam results.
And honestly, you won't believe this, right? There isn't an A between us.
I've never got an A, I don't think, in anything. Got a B once.
I got AE, if that helps.
AE?
I got an E.
I might have got
an F, I can't remember. I did a GCSE electronics. I can't wire a plug.
I got an F in GCSE physics.
Yeah?
Actually, no, I didn't. I didn't do GCSE physics.
Can I do...
No, I got an F. You know the year before you do GCSEs, when you have to choose your options? Well, they wouldn't let me do it because I was too stupid.
Can I do a gag on the air, Rach?
No.
I'll tell you off the air. I'll tell you off the air, and then I'll say... Let's just play a bit of music, okay? Right? Listen, there's nothing offensive about nuns in swimwear.
They're just like us, really, Rachel.
Right, so Vernon Kay back on the show in a bit. Car park catchphrase line coming up from Rachel. I did all right in my GCSE.
Did you?
Yeah. I got a B in geography.
Mm-hmm.
I got a D in history. I got an E in electronics. And I got an F in rollicking when I got home from my parents. Rachel!
The lines are now open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park.
Thank you very much. I'm here all week.
Baby cakes, you just don't know, no. How I like it, no, no, no. And I just want you to know that I think I love who will. We'll take it step by step because I'm not something you hold.
The sounds of the music there in Freedom Fighters on Radio 2. A little rock and roll in the morning. I see Ken Bruce is just in the studio. Morning, Ken.
Morning, Till.
Did you watch the old football last night?
I did.
I've got to say, I was very impressed with the old Republic of Ireland yesterday, as well as all the other nation teams.
I thought they did very well. They learned a lot.
I was very impressed with the Wales result and the England result. Old David Beckham did a good job.
Well done to all the home nations.
That's right. Remind me again, how did Scotland get on last night in the football?
They got beat 3-0.
Oh, yeah.
Hungry.
You can't, what?
Hungry.
I'll starve it. Tell you what.
Did you?
What?
Where did he come from, Ken?
I don't know. That sounds like that comedy diff.
Whereabouts in Scotland are you from again? Because you sound a bit English.
In the south.
Well, it's Radio 2, Demi Wogan and Ken Bruce.
Absolutely.
Shut up, Rachel. Oh, hey, you don't do impressions.
Whoa. Get out, Comedy Dave.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Trampling all over Ken Bruce's limelight there.
That's right.
What's on the show later this morning, Ken?
Lots of music.
Right?
Bit of chat.
You sound like our landlord.
To Andrew.
lots of music, and get out, you bard!
They're a great band, I love them.
Yes.
Get out, you bard.
Absolutely.
I'll be getting out my tambourine for that one. So, lovely. When are we going to be talking to Vernon Kay?
Well, I hope so.
You do it now?
Yes.
Right. Hello, Vernon.
Hi, Terry. You all right, mate?
Oh, well, I want to say I'm a very big fan of yours, the old boys and girls. I thought it was brilliant.
Thanks, Tezza.
Yeah.
You got any spare passes for the V Festival for the weekend?
Yeah, do you want some?
Can I come backstage with you guys?
You can do whatever you want with me, Chris Miles.
Hey! All right, then. So Vernon is in Bolton. He's at the Bolton Sixth Form College, and he has two students with him who are going to open their
results. Hey, hang on a minute. They're listening.
Oh, I know, sorry. And they're going to open the results live on the air.
It's pretty nerve-wracking stuff, actually. I've got Kathleen right here and Dan Shook, who's waiting. They're both extremely nervous. Now, Kathleen, you're going to go first. I've got two brown envelopes in front of me. Now, first things first, what A-levels did you do?
I did French, history and English.
Okay, and if you pass, what are you planning on doing?
I want to go to Oxford and do law.
You want to... What?
I want to go to Oxford and do law.
You're from Bolton. You can't go to Oxford and do law.
Well, that's what they said, but...
Fair play. Now, obviously, it's an important time. Are you nervous?
Very.
Extremely. On a scale of 1 to 10?
About 15.
You are shaking like a tree in the breeze. Okay, are you ready? What grades do you need?
I need 3 A's.
You need 3 A's.
Nice typical
There's
student
the brown
there.
Envelope. Good luck. You're live to the nation and you're about to read out your A-level results.
Okay. I got 3 A's.
Yay! Get in there. Well done, Catherine. Whoa. Are you feeling?
It's unbelievable.
Vernon, make her cry. Make her cry, Vernon.
Go on. All your dreams have come true. You've got 3 A's. You're going to get bladdered with all them toffs. You're going to learn how to go rowing. You're going to play polo in croquet like you've never played it before. Absolutely brilliant.
Oh, thank you.
Go on, say something to them at home.
Well, I can't think what to say.
Exclusive Sony Award winning radio. thanks very much, Catherine. Absolutely brilliant. Well done.
Is she crying, Vernon?
Dan Shook, are you... she's not... She's gone bright red, to be honest with you.
Right.
She's absolutely speechless.
Can I just...
Good.
Can I just say...
Dan Shook is next.
Can I just say as well...
Yeah, go on, Miles. Say what you want.
Before Dan Shook... Hi, Dan Shook, by the way. Well done, Catherine, by the way. Obviously, Catherine wanted to go to Oxford and needed 3 A's. I'm hoping that Dan Shook is more... How can I put this in a polite way? More on our level, Vernon.
Yeah, So I'm with you there, Big
Man. He needs like 3 D's to get into, Leeds or something like that.
Hopefully he's going to get a welding course at Bolton College.
All right, go for it,
all
son.
All right, you ready? Right, Dan Shook, first things first, what A-levels did you do?
Business, economics and English language.
Okay, and what do you want to do after your A-levels?
Law at Cambridge.
What's the name of the A-levels? I've had a laugh, aren't you?
Yes. Law in Cambridge and law in Oxford. Are we in Bolton? All right, well, good luck.
Thanks.
Wish you all the very best. We're expecting 3 A's. We want 3 A's.
2 A's and a B, hopefully.
Is that what we need? Two A's and a B?
Two A's and a B.
Two A's and a B! Get in there! Hey, how's about that, big man? We got
nice
what we wanted, 2 A's and a B. That means you are going to unit. Well done. Thanks. Absolutely brilliant. Let me have a look. Yeah, there it is. 2 A's and a B.
But that lad, let me have a look in case he's lying.
Just check.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you never know.
Vernon, where were the thickos? You got one going to Oxford, one going to Cambridge. Where's the thickos?
We're on Radio 1, Chris.
Yeah. There's got to be thickos around there somewhere.
They are. They'll all be in Bolton Town Centre later on tonight, in Ritzy, or Icon as it's now known.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So you come in.
I'm very excited for them. But, so, congratulations to Catherine and Dan Shook, well done.
Yes. Now, can I just say, it doesn't matter how you did in your exams, don't panic. That's the message coming from Radio 1.
Yeah.
He's reading from the script. Mm. All you got to do is ring 0808 100 8000. That's the Radio 1.
What's that number again?
It's not a helpline. It's 0808 100 8000.
Thank you.
It's not a helpline. It's an advice line.
Advice line.
Well done, Dan Shook. Well done, Catherine. Catherine's run off now.
Yeah.
Oh, there she is. Go on, get on phone to your friends and family. Tell them how well you did. I'm having flashbacks, me, from many moons ago.
Vernon.
Mum's cracking her eyes out. What have you been doing for 2 years?
Vernon.
Good football.
Vernon.
Yes,
Vernon. Was Catherine fit?
What?
Vernon, you there?
Oh, hang on a minute. You're breaking up.
All right, then.
Chris, are you there?
Or as Vernon said earlier.
Is that a girl?
There you go. So, you never know. Well done to the two, obviously, brainiest people that Bolton Sixth Form College organised for us. To create the tension of... Why wanted some thickos on?
Mm.
I wanted someone to go, I need 2 C's and a D, Vernon. Yes. Let's have a look what you got. Oh, Christ, I failed them all. Oh, Jesus, what am I going to do? And then you could have gone, don't worry, don't panic. You can phone 0808 108,000. That would have been great.
These two aren't panicking.
Yeah.
They're packing their bag and going to Oxford and Cambridge. To play polo.
Daddy sent the chauffeur with the rolls to drop them off and pick them back up again.
Oh, Lord.
You there, Vernon, or have you gone?
No, me, I'm still here.
Okay,
I'm still here.
Did you study, Vernon? What did you get?
I did A-level geography and French. Mm. I got a D in geography, and I got a smile in French.
That's right. See, now that's... not being funny, but that's the kind of student we wanted for this feature, like a thicko like yourself.
Exactly. And back at you, big man.
Well,
can I just say, I can change a tyre faster than anyone.
Really?
You'd be working at QuickFit then, not here.
Hey, you can't get better than a QuickFit fitter.
They're the ones to trust. Right, lovely. Vernon, listen, go off and say hello to all the other students out there. If you find us a thicko, let us know the details, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah. What?
Anna, do you want to get on radio?
What's that? I wouldn't. She's got a dreadful voice. Anyway, listen.
Nutcracker.
Have a good time in Bolton. Don't
Daggers.
Drink. Don't Daggers. Drink the plate. What? I love this delay.
Thank
you,
say thank you very much.
All right, listen. Don't drink
Bolton. There's a delay.
Yeah, there is a delay. Here we go. Set the delay gang up. Vernon, can you hear me?
What? Who?
There you go.
Are you there? What?
Bye, Vernon.
Cheers, Chris.
Bye.
Bye. Thought that worked well.
I love that. So I've got two Widow Hawk Common Guard students with us. We just completely picked them at random. Where are you hoping to go, Catherine?
Oxford to study law.
Brilliant, brilliant. A bit like myself. And what do you need?
3 A's.
Well, good luck. Let's see what you get. Oh, I got 3 A's. That's exactly what I thought I would. Thank you, Vernon. Ta-ra now. Oh, lovely. Right, we've got Dan Shook here. Nice good lads. Got a proper bloke here. What are you hoping to do?
Go to Cambridge.
Right, lovely. What do you need?
2 A's and a B.
Yes, I got them. I actually thought about that, actually. Yeah, lovely. Thanks very much. What's your name again, Vernon? I don't watch Channel 4. It's Common. Bye-bye. What I mean?
They weren't your typical students,
were they? Tell you what, they should have had us on there.
I know.
Where do you want to go, Chris?
Rochdale Metropolitan University.
I don't know if it exists, so make it up. And what are you hoping to do?
Woodwork, Vernon. I'm hoping to get a D. However, I did turn up late for the last exam, so who knows, really?
Let's have a look what you got.
They've lost my results.
That would have been great.
I want to go to Chorley to do an H&D in hairdressing. These sort of things, you know? Real people.
Well, anyways, I know lots of people are kind of waking up now going, it's 9:32, I better go into college and get my results, but I don't really want to. I think I'll go about 10:45, then I can go straight to the boozer and get lashed all day, like all my friends did. But if they're really rubbish results, write this number down and phone at any point today if you need a bit of advice. 0808 108,000. It really is there to help you and tick a box when it comes to charter renewal. 0808 108,000. There are people there waiting to take your calls and help you out, and they can give you advice on gap years or retaking stuff or going to somewhere else or finding a similar course. Anything you need. 0808 100 8000. Thank you, Vernon. Right, going to move on. We'll do the Strokes Last Night in a second. We'll do Natasha Bedingfield, These Words, and we're going to squeeze in Car Park Catchphrase all before Namone at 10 o'clock. Let's get some news from sport.
I need 2 A's to be.
Let's get some news and sport from Dominic and Juliet. It's 9:33.
So A-levels are out and there are more top grades than ever.
And Bex is back in Sven's good books. BBC Radio
1. And the weather, heavy rain in northern Scotland, which is moving south, a mixture of sun and showers for most of the rest of the UK.
Did you say earlier, Dominic?
Hmm.
A 12-year-old armed robber.
Yeah.
We said 12 years old. That's not... that. I heard that right.
Yes, you did. A 12-year-old armed robber is going to be sentenced at Wolverhampton Crown Court today.
That's astonishing.
Hmm. He had a scarf around his face and a 12-bore shotgun.
Give me a packet of Starmix and a Tizer. One road
travel. Attention all bridge fans in East Yorkshire. Mighton Bridge is closed, or certainly has been. That's at the A63 Garrison Road and Great Union Street Junction in Hull.
Would you like to explain your slight amendment to that?
Well, what happened there was this morning the bridge definitely was closed, and we've had a few texts which may be suggesting it's not closed.
Well, people that as soon as you said that said, I've just driven over it.
That's
it
right.
It clearly isn't closed.
Hopefully they haven't driven over it illegally while the bridge is still closed. I'm guessing it's probably...
Unless they're in a tank.
Or jump the bridge like you used to do on the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. Which I wouldn't recommend anyone do.
Do your impression of the policeman.
The Rascal P. Coltrane.
Yeah.
It's not very good, is it?
No, not really. One Road Travel
on Radio 1. It's 9:37. Chris Moyles knows the biggest stars he's even met in McFly. He met them in the cab next door and can't remember why. Travis Keane, the darkness, David Beckham, Tony Blair. He's met just about everyone, but he's never met David Hasselhoff.
Is that a girl?
The Chris Moyles Show, National Radio 1.
Is that a girl?
Thank you.
Natasha Bedingfield, it's 9:45.
Radio 1, I'm burning cable motion. Talk about legs.
It's time for Car Park Catchphrase, and here's your host, Chris Moyles.
Car Park fans!
You playing the bass there, Dominic?
Yes.
I don't know why I'm saying that with echo.
It's a brilliant bass line.
Yeah. Well, off we go. I've never seen air bass before.
You have to get two fingers together and wag it up and down.
All right, here we go. Anyway, please welcome the legend of Car Park Catchphrase and one of the nicest men in the world, Roy Walker.
Thank you, Chris. Another lovely introduction.
Oh, lovely. Very good. I'll do it again if you want me to.
Oh, go on then, if you must.
Please welcome the brilliant Roy Walker.
Hooray!
I'm thinking about going for another run today. I'm starting training again. You fancy going for a run with me, Roy?
Frankly, I'd rather stick a fork in my eye.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Well, you are on the show every day. It could be like a team run.
You don't pay me enough money.
I'll give him that, actually. We don't, do we?
You pay him anything.
It's just it's a one-off session fee. Yeah, that's all it is. I hope you don't mind us talking about how much money you get, Roy.
Crikey. This is painful.
Yeah. That's what I say when I get my paycheck at the end of the month.
Crikey. Mm-hmm. This is painful.
Right, okay. Well, anyway, Roy, unless there's anything else you want to say, we better move on with the thing.
I have to say, Alan's getting above his station.
Really?
Why?
Frankly, I'd rather stick a fork in my eye.
You don't have an answer, that's fair enough. Let's just meet today's contestants then, shall we?
Please welcome on line one, it's contestant number one.
Contestant number one, what's your name and where do you come from?
Hey Chris, my Mona, and I'm from Armagh.
Whee! Where are you, Una?
I'm sitting outside college in Armagh.
Oh, you have to get your results?
Yeah.
What do you need?
Three Bs.
Three Bs?
Yeah.
To do what? To do what? Where?
Pharmacy in Liverpool.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Do you think you're going to get them?
I hope so.
Do you think, though, deep down, you're going to get them or not?
Yeah.
But you do.
Why not?
Well, because you might have ballsed it up.
Oh, no.
You might get three Ds.
No, won't.
We'll see how bright you are in a minute.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Una.
Thank you.
All right, okay. What are you driving?
Peugeot 206.
Nice wheels.
Sellers, trotters.
No, we don't do it anymore. It's gone. It's gone now. Gotta move on. Well, good luck with your three Bs.
Mm. Okay, thanks.
All right, and if you screw it up, don't panic.
Right.
That's the message there. Don't,
okay.
Right. Okay, right, look good, let's move on.
And on line two, it's contestant number two.
Contestant number two, what's your name and where do you come from?
My name's Ben, and I'm from Woking.
Hooray! Woking, famous for our producer Will and Nadia from Big Brother.
Indeed, hello.
Have you ever seen Nadia?
No.
No, okay.
But my fiance went to the same beauty salon, apparently, that she goes to. No, goes
well, I think that says more about your fiance than
you. Sorry, Jeff.
I tell you. No, stop it, you bully. What do you do?
I'm an MSc student.
A what?
An MSc student.
What's that?
It's a bit like a PhD student, but not quite so clever.
Right. Have you got any results coming out today?
Not today, no.
Oh, you're all right then. Good.
Yeah.
Well done.
MSG student?
I don't know.
MSC.
Oh. Isn't that what cows get?
No, MSG is what they put in Chinese food, isn't it? Keeps you awake at night.
Look, that's curry sauce. What, in Chinese food? Yes, at my curry house in China. I'll move on.
Good luck with the game.
What are you driving, by the way, Bern?
Nice little Ford Fiesta.
Nice wheels. Have you ever seen Grey Ed in Woking?
No, I haven't, no.
Tall fellow with grey hair.
There's lots of those, but I couldn't pick him out amongst the crowd.
Right, okay. Have you ever been to Woking, Roy?
Frankly,
yeah.
I'd rather stick a fork in my eye.
Okay, fair enough. Right. Let's hear your horn then, please, Bern. Nice.
Mm.
Meaty. You know what I mean?
Full of body.
Full of goodness. Let's hear yours, Una. Higher.
Nice.
High and low. Right. Are you ready, Una?
Yeah.
Are you ready, Bern?
I am.
Horns at the ready. Fingers steady. Let's play Car Park Catchphrase.
Just a very quick, interesting fact.
Oh, yeah.
My late great auntie was called Una Byrne.
Crikey.
Mm.
This is painful.
Yes. Oh. I know, it's interesting.
Right. Right, eyes down looking. Here we go then. Buzzing with your horn when you know the answer.
I have to say, Alan's getting above his station.
You keep saying that, Roy, but just, you know, we'll talk about it after the show. Mr. Fish is having a look around his local carpet warehouse. He's looking at a roll of carpet, and the sales assistant is asking him if he wants to take a little sample with him. The assistant is giving him an inch of carpet, but Mr. Fish keep... Yes, Byrne?
Give him an inch, he'll take a mile.
You're right!
Well done. Nicely stolen there. Come on, Una.
Hello, Una.
Hey, I tell you what, if you do as well in your exams you've done in Car Park Catchphrase, love, you'll be a bin man before you know it. Bin person, I don't know what it is.
Bin operative.
That's right, yeah. All right, so if you get this one right, Bernie, one. Una, you need to get it right to stay in the game.
Okay.
All right.
Let's have another Car Park Catchphrase.
Mr. Fish is handing out a selection of sandwiches to the local homeless beggars.
What?
Who pressed the horn then?
Me, Bern.
Yes, Bern?
Is it beggars can be choosers?
Oh. You think it's going to be that easy?
Probably, yeah.
You're a winner!
Yeah. Yay! Frankly, I'd rather stick a fork in my eye. Right, hang on there. Una, I'm so sorry.
I'm sorry. Didn't even get to toot the horn.
Okay, but listen, good luck. good luck with your results.
Okay, thanks.
All right, let us know how you got on.
I will do.
Three B's coming your way. Kapow.
Hopefully, thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Are you going in now?
Yeah.
Oh, you nervous?
No.
All right, so you then, bye.
Bye.
Right, there you go. So well done, Byrne, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You've won a great prize.
What's that?
A pen.
Is it an old one with all the ink down the side?
No, it's a fairly new one, which Dominic has been putting behind his ear all morning.
Mm.
Oh, lovely.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I'm okay. Right, bye!
Bye.
There you go. It was a great conversation.
It's good to talk, isn't it?
Yeah, wasn't it? Right, thanks for listening to the show then, and thanks for both the contestants, and thank you, Roy, and it was great. Let's get out of here.
Thank you, Chris. Join us same time next time when we'll be playing another game of Car Park Catchphrase on Radio 1. Say goodbye, Mr. Fish. He's waving.
Have you got me my backstage access all areas offer of complimentary backstage access all areas tickets for the V
Pretty
Festival?
Pretty much.
Right.
I've got access to the ground.
Right, that's not enough. Does Badly Drawn Boy not rung up and gone?
No.
Hey, I can sort him out with some passes, kids.
No.
That's how he talks. Jamie Cullum not offered anything?
Not yet.
What level of passes are you after?
Triple A's.
So you can go anywhere you fancy?
Yes.
And stage?
I'm a big star.
Mm.
Plus, there'll be people there I need to avoid. You know, like most of the lineup. You know what I mean? The Kings of Leon. What are they after me? They're not, really. But anyway. So Colin needed today. It's One Extra's birthday, I believe. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
One Extra's our sister station. And it's it plays
street music.
Street music. That's
music,
right.
From the street.
It's buskers, 24 hours a day. When I'm cleaning windows. Anyway, so Colin and I today are going to be job swapping with One Extra. Right. So here's the lineup. Then you ready?
Mm-hmm.
From 1 o'clock, Colin and Invisible are on Radio 1, and then at 2 o'clock, Edith and Ace will be on. That's Invisible and Ace from the duo Ace and Invisible. Sony Award winners, I believe.
Absolutely.
And then Colin Need is back on at 3 o'clock. As themselves. So does that mean they'll be on One Extra then at the same time? In the
I think so.
So that should be an interesting 2 hours of radio. Did I start early? Did I? When am I starting?
Now.
Okay, right.
It says second anniversary then, One Extra.
Yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Happy anniversary, One Extra. Big it up. When I'm cleaning windows. That's what they do. Scott Mills is back at 4 o'clock. He's got more celebrity calls, this time from Bo Selector's Michael Jackson. Hee-hee. As the Nation's split tonight at 7.30. Zane Lowe's on for half an hour before. That's an easy gig, isn't it? And Annie Mack tonight at 9 o'clock. Pneumone is next, by the way. Woohoo!
Hi, this is Pneumone here.
Sounds like you're Wogan.
No, that would be...
Hello.
and the more is here. And really is all.
Have a good day. I'm going to blank festival tickets now. Bye-bye! The Chris Moyle Show.